But also having an anniversary, and I think it's today. It was 5 years ago, this very day, when the very first tweet happened.
What was the first tweet?
Just setting up my Twitter. That was written by CEO Jack Dorsey. Actually, it was yesterday, March 21st, 2006, was the day that it happened. So yesterday was the anniversary.
Twitter is 5 years old.
5 years old. It now has 200 million users.
Wow.
So, we've all debated Twitter many times. I think I was the first of the three of us to get on Twitter. Giorgio, I still think, isn't on Twitter. Are you? You still?
I'm on, but I'm just dipping my toe in it. I have an account, and I follow people, but I haven't really done anything with it yet.
I'd like to clarify something. Gordon, you were the first to get on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I was the first to use it, because I remember having a discussion with you on the show encouraging you to use it. You had an account.
No, no, wait a second. I swear to Santa that was born on December 25th in zero that I was one that was telling you, I swear you guys had the opinion that, oh, it's a waste of time, so on and so on. Nobody wants to know when you're fixing a sandwich. I said, no, no, no. It has a great practical implication. And I talked about
no.
it.
No, no, no,
and
no,
then,
no.
Wait, hold it. I'm not even finished. And then you got on Twitter and you started using it and you started encouraging me, hey, you really need to start doing this more on your Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because of mine, I started one, but I let it lay dormant for a while.
Right, but you offered great opposition saying, no, I hate the language on Twitter, and it's 140 characters, and you hated all the abbreviations.
I still hate that, but I still think it's a good tool.
You didn't want to get on it and use your account because you thought it made people sound stupid.
It does make people sound stupid.
But I had to give you the spurs in the belly to get you to actually start posting. And
that is true. That part is true.
Now, I didn't offer initial opposition to Twitter because I didn't... I've always been against Facebook, but I've always thought Twitter had great applications and great purpose, and I love Twitter. I'm addicted to Twitter.
Have you seen Jaws' Twitter page?
Jaws? Well,
which one?
No, George Dunham.
Jaws.
The one
I don't even know what his
Twitter
name is.
The one that is posted July 21st, 2009.
That's a fake Twitter.
That's fake? That's fake?
Okay. That's not me.
What does it say?
It says George Dunham, but I think the first one, my first tweet on there is, I farted, or something. It's
That's actually yours. I told you. I signed you up for that one and gave you the keys to it, and you never did anything
with it.
You
didn't give me the keys. You said you knew someone who had the keys.
No, no, no. I think that, yeah, it was a P1 that started it, but he gave me the information to pass along to you.
Oh,
how to
give
get
it to
into
me,
it.
And I'll go do that, and I won't use...
No, I think I'm going to keep it for my own fake George Dunham purposes.
No, you better not, or I'll sue.
What, like, when was the last time you tweeted? Let me guess. You only tweet your band stuff.
No, I was going to start doing show stuff. I've only tweeted one thing. I put up the video from Ticket Stock, but that's the only thing that I've done. I know the water's cold, and I don't want to get in.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. All right, would you like to know the Twitter by the numbers?
That's yes. Here.
Okay. So 200 million users. Now, how many of those follow ticket personalities? I have here a few. Ty, do you know how many people follow you on Twitter?
Oh, a little over 2,600, I think.
Not bad.
Well, Dan McDowell just jumped into the cold waters of Twitter, and he already has 2,964, passing you already, Ty.
Really?
Meh.
I don't know if you guys know this, Giorgio and Junior, but do you know that at a certain echelon of the ticket staff, they are very obsessed with how many people follow them on Twitter?
Mm-hmm. Some of them are sitting in this room right now.
Who's that?
I'm looking at one of them right now.
I've never heard the three of us ever sit there and go, man, so-and-so has more Twitter followers than us.
Bob is obsessed with catching me on Twitter.
Bob is obsessed with Junior's Twitter numbers.
And it's to the point now where I can't stand being the hunted. I wish he would just pass me because it's... I can't stand him always lurking behind me and then obsessing about catching me.
What's the
count
right now?
And then, like, Ty and TC and all those guys all battle each other.
Oh, do they?
Why are you lumping me in with TC?
Because he's your chief rival up here at the ticket.
Not really.
Why do you say that?
I'm so much better than him.
Oh.
So Dan has 2,964.
Ty Walker?
How many do you think Jer has? How many followers on Twitter does Jer
3,000.
I'm one of Jer's followers, by the way.
Pop on Jer.
Yes, at Pop on Jer.
Pop on Jer has 1,219.
Okay.
I'm struggling.
I believe that puts you behind TC. Ty, look up how many TC's got.
I'd rather be behind TC than have him behind me.
Yep.
Okay.
Rhines, 7,838.
I like following Rhines. He is at the Old Gray Wolf or at Old Gray Wolf?
I think it's at Old Gray Wolf.
He will drop the S bomb.
I know.
The F bomb.
His tweets make me uncomfortable.
They are very violent and.
See, and okay, here's my question about like Ryan's Twitter account. Now that we all know that these things are being preserved by the Library of Congress for forever, this is part of the permanent record that your ancestors will one day research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your great great grandchildren, when they want to get to know their ancestors, the way we go to ancestry.com, they'll go search old Twitter.
He doesn't care.
That's why you got to give me that account back so you don't hack it up.
And he puts cuss words in there and talks about how many times his bowels are loose. And I don't know what all he talks about, but it's vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
TC has 2,014 followers.
Ooh, so not as many as you, huh, Ty?
Right.
I'll catch you someday, though.
All right, so here's the big Twitter battle. It's between Sturm and Junior.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here are the totals as of when I just checked it. Few moments ago. Hit the drum roll, Jer. Bob Sturm has 14,000.
Wow.
847. Junior Miller, 15,124. It's pretty good, Junior.
Mm-hmm.
But you're begging people to follow Bob where he'll pass you so he won't keep bugging you about it. I swear, every guy's night out, that's one of the first things Bob talks about with us.
Is I've just given up. I mean, I don't get why does Junior have more followers than I do?
It comes up on their show once an hour where he begs people to follow him so that he can pass me.
All right, so.
How many do you have?
I don't. No, it's somewhere around
here. Oh,
Junior's.
He's got the figure committed to memory.
I'll find it. Just hold on.
Where's Groobs at?
How do I find my Twitter followers?
I can tell
followers.
You.
Hold on. Here we go. I have hit the drum roll, Jer. 18,799. And I'm following 62 people.
I've followed more lately. I'm following 94 now. And it's not too bad.
Is it?
It's not an overload.
Okay. All right.
Now, I would think if I got deep into the hundreds, it might be too much, but I'm going to follow a few more.
All right, some other notables. Wade Phillips has a Twitter account. 9,367 followers.
Okay.
He hardly ever uses it, though, right?
Yeah, he's Son of Bomb is his Twitter handle. Jerry Jones has a Twitter account. 6,311.
I follow Jerry,
I do too.
He rarely posts anything, or whoever's posting for him. I can't imagine Jerry actually posting.
You ever follow Jane McGarry's Twitter account?
Oh, my.
Makes me too uncomfortable.
She gets kinky on there.
Way too kinky.
It's great. Flirty, kinky, hot. Mm. I like that old picture she got up there. It's nice.
Oh, my.
Mark Falwell has a Twitter account. And he basically exclusively...
Yeah. Good Lord.
Nobody coughs like that.
You can turn off your mic when you cough. So unprofessional.
Oh, there's a cough button?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Mark Falwell uses his exclusively to bag on the Mavericks.
I follow Falwell.
8,183. How many follow him? I told you how many follows Jerry, right? 6,300.
Mm-hmm.
Jane McGarry, 2,382. And those 2,382 get special treats each and every day. So there's the ticket by the numbers. In 5 years, that's how many followers we've amassed.
1 million.
No.
Total.
No, not that many. God, what's happening?
And you know what? And Twitter is great. It's great for information. You know, if you follow different reporters or different athletes or... You always get nuggets every day. I get stuff for the show off of Twitter. People are always posting interesting links to videos or articles, or you get little notes from athletes that you don't get anywhere else. That's becoming the place where reporters get quotes from athletes. It's not the locker room anymore, because they've got their defense shields up. But when they're at home on their laptop, they're more likely to tweet something interesting, sometimes controversial. Twitter is great.
Is it?
Yes.
I have a friend who no longer reads the newspaper or really searches out on websites. He just uses Twitter and counts on people to basically curate the news for him.
We want information.
He says, if it's important, I'll see enough tweets about it and click on somebody's link to it, and then I'll read the story that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he gets his news.
I'll tell you what, when I wake up, or when I get into work in the morning or wake up from a nap, the first place I go is Twitter, because if something big has broken, everybody's talking about it. That's the first site I go to see what's going on.
Well, then maybe I need to follow more people. Because the dill weeds that I follow, they never seem to be, oh, hey, here's the latest. Did you see how the currency is being devalued in Libya today?
Yeah, you do need to follow more people. You need to follow some information sites or some reporters, things like that.
We want information.
Or just see what the trending topics are. And once you get past Rebecca Black, there's usually whatever's going on.
How do
in the
I
world.
Do trending topics? You know what? I think you ought to do that every day, Junior. I love it when you tell us the top five trending topics of the day.
Bob just tweeted that people should unfollow you guys.
See? Whoa. He's obsessed.
Look at that.
Why does he care about that?
I don't know. It's his own personal scoreboard, I guess.
Okay, tell me the trending topics. The All trending right. topics.
I always ignore the promoted one because people pay for that. I guess it's Rebecca Black.
That's number one still?
Yeah. Huh. Lolita Holloway. Who is she?
Lolita.
Hot.
K-N-U-T or Newt or Canute.
That's the polar bear that died recently.
Wait, a polar bear death?
And Pavarotti.
Very polar bear.
And what?
Pavarotti, for some reason, is trending right now.
Did he die?
There's
a while back.
There was a bird named Pavarotti on Glee. Canary that died.
All right, happy birthday, Twitter. That is Gordo's Corner. It's 9:36 on the ticket. We'll get the latest on the Rangers from Surprise with Evan next.
Let's discuss Twitter for a minute. Because as you heard, I'm on Twitter. I'm trending, Bob.
You're a pretty big deal, dude. I'm not going to lie.
Bracket Dan.
At Bracket Dan.
And I haven't done much on it, except read a lot of people. Now, here's my question. Okay, so I'm on Twitter, and when someone sends me something, like let's just say Ticket Tran sent me, does Jason Terry regret not hitting Finley harder?
The Ticket Tranny sent you something?
It just says Ticket_Tran.
Okay. I thought that was Groob's name on Twitter.
Big Fab Ack.
I see what you did there.
Twitter, did Bob just bring up his basketball career again? Midlife crisis watch in effect.
With Jason Terry?
I was going to.
Except he spelled effect, A-F-F-E-C.
I was going to say, watch out, Jib might hang up on you, but,
I thought it was appropriate to compare.
All right, my question is, or let's even go earlier today, Ty Walker, cried that I didn't follow him. Now, when he posts that, or when this person says, does Jason Terry not regret, are they just sending a message to me, or
okay.
do all of their followers
all
see
right,
it?
All right, let me explain. Yes. And in most cases, with all due respect to the Ticket Tranny and anyone else on there, most of those people have a group of their own followers. Now, sometimes it's, what's the average number? Of followers.
It seems when I click over, the average
38
probably 50.
110
the average female picture I see is 40 or so, yeah.
So the 40 people that follow him or her get to see that message, yes. And if it starts with at Bracket
So this guy's
Dan,
saying his brewer's bag there, that's to everybody. If they're not listening, they won't get
it. Well,
his no, name.
If it starts with at Bracket Dan, the only people that see it are people that follow you. And him.
Okay.
Okay. That is directly to you. If it says.
But if they follow him, they will also see that.
Right.
And they will be a little confused if they weren't listening to us talk to Corey Brewer.
Absolutely. Okay. Twitter's very confusing if you don't have context.
Okay.
And now if it says, hey, Bracket Dan, now it's not directly to you. It's got your name in there, but now only his followers see that. Does that make sense?
But you said on this other one, his followers see it too.
So... Groups, can you explain this better than I'm explaining it?
Probably
Did
not.
Did Bob just say the same thing for both of them?
No, I did. I think I messed up. If it starts with at Bracket Dan,
it's only to me.
The only person that sees it is you.
And his followers
don't. Really? I thought you could see it no matter what.
I don't believe so. Okay. I think if you follow me, all my at answers to people, I think, are just to that person.
All right, now a question about following you.
Yes, sir.
Are you at Sports Sturm?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were Bob and Dan.
I was until last night.
Oh, just last night? You've changed it?
Yeah.
This is Rock Our Universe.
I know. I thought my world had come to an end.
So now you don't... Now people don't search Bob and Dan?
No, I switched it, and I should have made a formal announcement, but I thought to alleviate confusion now
because
that
I'm
you're
only on this for a little bit.
You say that now. This is one day into it. I think you're going to enjoy it.
I was even thinking last night, you know, and I wrote some notes of some things I wanted to talk about on the show, but that I didn't want to Twitter because I don't want to, like, if I want to use it on the show, you know, that's noon to three. This is where we get paid. I don't get paid for this. We get paid noon to three, so I think we should save things for noon to three.
So you like last night you had a thought on
to listen to
last night you had a thought on Less Than Zero, a movie that's been out for 25 years.
Yeah, but it was on.
And you're saying to me, if you do it as you're suggesting, it would have been a segment today as opposed to that tweet in the night.
No, I chose that tweet because I knew I wouldn't do a segment on it.
Exactly. Exactly,
yeah.
Dan.
Yeah, so that's
all
what
the
I'm saying.
If it's a segment, don't tweet about it.
You tweeted your stars thing, and you did a segment on it.
Well, like the thing I want people to read at DallasStars.com? Yeah, that's a little different because they're paying me to write stuff, and sometimes it will be a segment.
Who pays you more, though? My point is, so now you tweet,
what does that mean?
You tweet that. Now you send a lot of people to read your thing. Then if they tune in and hear you talking about it, they might go, oh, I've already heard this.
Who is such a super fan that they would want to read everything and hear everything? And if
that's
they,
what I'm saying.
Me.
Let's save... Shouldn't you save your gold for on air?
Yes, you got to promote your product.
This bought that house of yours.
Boy,
the Dallas Stars.
You sound like our bosses. You should be more.
The Dallas Stars bought
Don't yell. I want you to be more forward thinking here.
Bought the diving board. This bought the pool.
You realize that Lost understood the consumer far better than our bosses might. In our opinion about new media, where Lost had
Sorry,
a podcast. Hey, it's...
Yeah, but they aired stuff
I think you're
first
doing great.
On Lost.
Let me make my point, please.
All right.
They would have the episodes, they would have a podcast, they would have a message board, and they would make their show available on ABC.com for free. They would have many ways to grow the product because all they wanted to do was infect people with a desire to become Lost fanatics. And they could just show the episode and then not do anything in addition to it, no companion pieces, and never grow the pie because you could have the fear, as our bosses do, by the way. If we made too much content available to our audience, what if they actually stopped listening to our radio station? And I think we are finding from Twitter, from podcasts, from merchandising, from many things, that the ticket has been able to grow the pie. Through using new media, even though sometimes the bosses cringe about what are we possibly doing and where are we going. I would challenge anyone, and this is why it troubles me that you're having this position, because I have Mark Cuban's talked me into this. I challenge anyone to show me the product that got smaller because they tried to grow by making more things free and available and get their hooks in their audience. I think it's a wonderful thing for people to think about Dan McDowell at 10:30 at night, even if it's a, hey, Corey Brewer's shorts looked funny tonight. You would never do a segment on that.
Right.
You would never do a segment on that the next day, but someone watching the Mavs game and following you on Twitter might see that and say, man, I love Dan. I can't wait till tomorrow at noon. I want to hear what else he has to say about Dave Chappelle or what's in the ladies' bathroom or what question he has for Jason Terry. I just think you're growing the franchise.
And I'm not arguing with anything you've said. I agree with all that, except for Lost doesn't put the finale out on the web first.
Nor do I. What I write for DallasStars.com is has a similar conclusion that, hey, this playoff battle is amazing. I'm not reading it. I'm talking to
here's,
you.
Here's there's what a, I thought a, last night while thinking about, like, I Twittered that one thing because I saw Less Than Zero is on and thought, this might be a funny little line. But then other than that, I was kind of thinking about it throughout the night and checking in on people following and seeing that there's more followers and stuff. And that's a cool little ego trip or something,
passed
right?
Sean Bass, wasn't that a big thing for you?
That's okay. No, I think Sean has a funny bit going on where he's helping promote
bit.
Me, actually. But no, kind of no. bashing everything about me and us. And
you are evil.
Okay.
Team Bass is on the side of America.
Team Bass.
I have the bracket damnation, though.
Oh, wow.
That's what you didn't know.
Wow, crap.
Boy, the...
But then
the
I'm
Grooves
thinking,
Army.
You know, this is like, it's kind of, it is an ego trip a little bit, and it's a little ADD. First of all, it's ADD. If you got to be checking in on this thing every 15 minutes, that's just too much.
That's every social network,
Second
though.
Of
that's
all...
Same as Facebook, right? Because my wife is on Facebook all the time, and I marvel at that. And I guess my Facebook must be Twitter, and Donovan's Facebook must be Words with Friends. And we all have something that we are constantly looking at in our downtime, don't we?
Yeah. But this one is a little different because it's...
I mean, none of us could survive...
I can check the Facebook feed all the time, and it's just people check... People are giving their opinions or this or that, but it's not all things directed with my name in it. So my feed here, everything has a Bracket Dan mention.
Oh, and that's weird that you're into this. I look at Twitter completely different, where the mentions of me are far secondary to the timeline, whereas I think you are thinking your timeline is not interesting to you at all, and you're just interested in what P1s are saying to you. It's a totally different
that's
way
me.
To use the same thing.
Like I kind of want to save stuff I think of till the next day, if it's worthy.
The timeline, I heard Junior talking about this today, because apparently today is the 5-year anniversary of Twitter,
okay.
Which I find hard to believe, but whatever. They were talking about it, and I totally agree with Junior, that I find all sorts of great content that I used to probably find in 2003 by going to, say, ESPN.com, and you see all their links, and you decide, okay, what would I like to talk about tomorrow on the show? And then you go to the New York paper and the Chicago paper and the Detroit paper. That's how we used to do it. Now I follow Twitter. I follow my favorite writers, and every time they put something up, they put a link to where it is. And I don't use any websites as my central hub anymore. I use Twitter, and I have John Feinstein or Peter King or Peter Gammons or all these guys telling me, Jamie Newberg, when they write something new, I know about it, Chuck Klosterman, Bill Simmons, all these guys.
Do they put a link?
Yeah.
Yeah,
their,
yeah every
their
one of
writing?
Them. And then I can put a little favorite by their links if I want to read it later. Then I have a whole list of favorites that at the end of the day, okay, here are the 6 stories I want to print out and go read on read in bed or something. And that's how I get my news now. And it's also, I'll tell you when it was really fun, during the Rangers playoff thing, is just kind of doing a live tweet with a bunch of other ticket guys or Ranger writers, and everyone's, you know, throwing stuff out there, and fans are interacting, saying, hey, what about this? And it's just, it's a new way to watch live sports. And yes, it's Idiocracy, and it would never work in Little House on the Prairie, where no one had iPhones, but I think it's really...
I don't know how that makes sense.
Well, I'm just saying, you could do this 15, 20, 30, or 100 years ago, and I don't know where it's going from here, but I really kind of like the applications of knowing what... Oh, I don't know, Evan Grant thinks. He's at the World Series. I'm on my couch, but he's saying, you know, I think this would be a good time to get O'Day in. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah, O'Day would make sense here. You know, or, you know, it's just... It's more brains in the stew. That make any sense? You agree with me, Sean, don't you?
Oh, I think it's the greatest news tool since, I don't know,
since
TV.
The internet?
Since the internet,
Abacus.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Now, I follow a
because you could also sign up for RSS
Moses.
Feeds, right? But I guess that's
this,
similar.
This
but.
Really weeds it out. It really does. Mm-hmm. I follow over 500 people, and that's probably way too many.
Well,
because you're following like 3.
And
you're acting like it's too much?
Well, look at this.
You
I'm following 4
it,
people, right?
Yeah.
Groobs, you.
Damn right. Unfollow Bob.
Klosterman and Sports Guy I put on there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my 4 leaders in life. And look at all this stuff I would have to go read now. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff.
Well, but see, it's always going to be full no matter how much you actually...
So I can hear... So I can see that Groob says that Mike Soroy is filling in with Rads next week. So?
Well, then go buy it. You don't have to read everything that's in front of you. Somehow you take the newspaper every day and you don't read every word, right? Ago. You
Boy,
look for
Groobs,
stuff that interests you.
How much over-tweeting are you doing?
How far back is your thing going?
This
Roy Rass thing went back like 3 months.
All right, just fills up.
Dan's
months.
Looking at his timeline, and he's confused that there's 100 tweets on there. And
all right. Yeah, this one's 30
100
days
tweets
ago.
Could be the last 10 minutes, or it could be the last 10 days.
Okay.
It's still 100 tweets.
Or 10 months,
I am
apparently.
Confused, Bob. That's why you said give it a month,
That's
right?
why you need to follow more people that write about the things you're interested in, because you can customize your, I guess, news feed, I guess.
Following
or just follow me.
Is really...
So following people basically is so you can keep a news.
Yes.
Keep yourself up to date on what's going on.
Right.
Yes. Following groups seems like a good concept, but it's usually just retweets of things that say how awesome he is.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's great.
I like to hear that.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean,
I post drops and stuff too.
If you haven't forgot, he is still awesome.
I'm your one stop shop for awesomeness.
I'm just saying he's not normally writing long thoughts on the NBA playoffs or anything like that.
Maybe I should start.
Yeah. Not yet.
Then I'll overtake Bob.
Like,
you'll
that's
love
how
it,
he's
Dan.
Different than Bill Simmons.
Why aren't these guys shooting the ball more?
I would like more sports feeds out of you, sir.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, at Bracket Dan, or the new and improved...
What a tight spiral.
How many people do I have now?
At Sports Sturm, because at Bob and Dan doesn't exist anymore.
Tweet groups.
But last night at about 3 in the morning, I did search Bob and Dan and found... You.
Found my old stuff, because I switched like at 10 at night, so there was still stuff on there.
That's who I subscribe to.
Yeah, but no. You subscribe to
it me. Transfers over.
Okay,
If I change my name, or if you change from Bracket Dan to Sports Humorist Dan McDowell.
It's like changing an avatar?
Yeah, you keep your followers.
Okay.
You want in, Donnie?
I don't know. I think I'm still going to hold out for a little bit.
Later.
Twitter's super gay?
I'm not saying it's super gay.
All right,
it's just, it is another thing.
Right.
And
but it's
if
a good thing.
If
I find
it replaces a lot of your time,
it replaces it.
I
if it
found,
replaces a lot of your surfing time that you were looking for stories, now you can. I can buy that.
You know
I'm
what it's
saying.
Replaced with me? Email. And I'm sorry I don't answer as much email as I once did, but I answer way more tweets.
This is like a quick instant email, right?
Yeah.
Because you can go to email. You could have emailed either one of us for the last 10 years.
I really don't answer
but
that.
But now this is a little quicker.
Anywhere near as many emails, but I'm on Twitter way more, so you'd like to think you're still available. It's just in a different form. Once we did real mail, then we moved to email. Now I've kind of moved over to Twitter. So sue me.